Hello, this is Vicki Goodman, offering a free podcast for the benefit of all through IMCW on forgiveness practice. If you'd like to make a donation to support IMCW, please visit their website, imcw.org. So I'd like to begin this talk on forgiveness where we begin to take notice of however we are internally, whatever's happening inside the weather system inside, that's generally how we see the world. When we begin to contemplate forgiveness, we have to start with what is happening internally. It occurred to me recently that for the heart mind to truly begin to forgive, I would have to be like a warrior. And a warrior has the courage to recognize fear, feel the fear that's there, and let the heart shine through. As we begin to work with the heart practices, it's important to remember that it can be quite natural for resistance or other forms of aversion to arise as we try to open the heart or let the heart shine through. Some have called forgiveness the fifth of the divine abodes. The four typical divine abodes you may be familiar with, the first is loving kindness, then there's compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. And then we begin to contemplate forgiveness. But again, before we can contemplate forgiveness, resistance or aversion can be very strong or subtle. It's important to understand that it arises naturally out of fear. And as in all astute mindfulness practice, we recognize and allow whatever is arising, including resistance. So don't resist resistance. Get to know it, understand it, and allow it with self-compassion. Before we can forgive, there has to be some love in our hearts. And before we can feel that love, we need to recognize and understand the ill will we feel and may be thinking. What's arising in the mind right now? As I talk about forgiveness, are you thinking of a person, could be yourself, or a situation that has been unforgiven? Or is there a more general heart opener wish to be more forgiving? Or something else, like, I don't even want to do this. Can you bring a kind acceptance to whatever is coming up? Try your best as you listen to stay in awareness as you are hearing about forgiveness, love, resistance, and ill will. It could all be arising at the same time. We need to know when we are caught in hatred, resentment, and unforgiveness. Feel into that place. Notice what it does to you, to your heart, mind, body. Let yourself feel the effects of the poison, of the burning in your heart. One of the ways aversion can arise is through resentment. And it's said that resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Hard-heartedness is resentment, tightness, contraction, felt in the heart, in the mind, and in the body. When we don't forgive, it's our heart that is burning. As the Buddha taught, When we pick up that rock of anger to throw at the other, it burns us first. Gandhi said, "An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind." The groundwork to begin to forgive is whatever can shift the body, heart, mind to soften, to become kinder. That may mean doing some metta or loving kindness practice for yourself out of the recognition that when you're unforgiving, again, even towards yourself, that you are suffering. Another way we can begin to shift and soften the body, heart, mind is what's called exchanging self for another, being able to see myself in the other and how the other could be me. Thich Nhat Hanh has a beautiful poem that he wrote called "Call Me by My True Name," and I offer to you to look that up and see the story that he's talking about there. Another way to cultivate the kinder heart is to cultivate the truth of understanding that clinging is the source of suffering. Buddhadasa said this, a Thai monk. He says, "Nothing whatsoever should be clung to." So when we're unforgiving, there's often a clinging. Think of how we cling to the past. In particular, hurts, memories easily emerge of harms and injuries, things we have done that have been done to us. Perhaps it's happened to you when you are meditating that painful old memories rerun and rerun, feeling as if the hurts are rehappening. Timing is also critical to consider forgiveness. It may be too soon, too close, just not ready. These indications are signals that you need to strengthen and nurture your own well-being. So what is forgiveness? What does it mean to forgive? It's a practice of letting go of resentments and judgments in our hearts. It's a freeing of ourselves from contraction or hatred. This can be the experience of forgiving our humanness. Arena Weisman puts it this way, "Can I forgive myself for being a student of life?" Forgiveness is a willingness to open to life just as it is, with all its imperfections. And as Lily Tomlin suggests, forgiveness is giving up all hope for a better past. Forgiveness is freely given, but expects nothing. It's open-hearted and is ultimately meant to liberate our hearts and minds. Forgiveness is a quality of heart that is kind, compassionate, patient above all, and courageous. Forgiveness has been called the resilience of the heart, the most tender part of love, the tenderness that can arise out of the brutality of anger. Forgiveness arises out of the cultivation and ground of the other heart practices that I mentioned before, the Brahmaviharas, the divine abodes, the sublime attitude, and divine dwellings. So it's a heart practice. It's how we work with our own hearts and minds and bodies. Sharon Salzberg said this: "The sense of psychological and spiritual well-being that comes from practicing forgiveness comes directly because this practice takes us directly to the edge of what we can accept. It takes us directly to the edge of what we can accept. Being on that edge is challenging. It can be wrenching and transforming. The process of forgiveness demands courage and continual remembering of where our deepest happiness lies." And she quotes Goethe here, saying, "Our friends show us what we can do. Our enemies show us what we must do." And this is from Jack Kornfield, who has a lovely little book called The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness and Peace. "Forgiveness is a letting go of past suffering and betrayal, a release of the burden of pain and hate that we carry. Forgiveness honors the heart's greatest dignity. Wherever we are lost, it brings us back to the ground of love. With forgiveness, we become unwilling to attack or wish harm to another. When we forgive in small ways at home or in great ways between nations, we free ourselves from the past." It's hard to imagine a world without forgiveness. Without forgiveness, it would be unbearable. And finally, from Jack Kornfield, he says, "In Buddhist psychology, forgiveness is not presented as a moral commandment, 'Thou shalt forgive.' It is understood as a way to end suffering, to bring dignity and harmony to our life. Forgiveness, and this is an important point, is fundamentally for our own sake, for our own mental health. It is a way to let go of the pain we carry." So as we move through now a guided meditation, be mindful here not to pick the hardest of all unforgivenesses. You might start with a smaller infraction. And so we'll start a meditation. So if you like finding a comfortable space where you can be still and perhaps close your eyes, a quiet space if you have. And in this meditation, we're simply laying the groundwork for forgiveness. So start here with allowing yourself to be with those areas where there is unforgiveness. What might feel tight in the mind and or body? See what stories or images arise that have some pull or stuckness for you. Notice unkind thoughts or ill will that are there. Perhaps you can get a sense of what's being clung to. And now bring patience to mind. Maybe softly say the word to yourself slowly, as if to invoke the quality of patience. So it might sound like patience. Patience, slowing down, taking your time, being very gentle with yourself, knowing that the practice of patience and forgiveness take time. often unfolding of its own accord. We can't force it. And often in layers. Not all at once. A little bit at a time. Then allow patience to meet ill will. The thoughts, feelings, or stories of ill will, and infuse them with patience for yourself. Just for yourself. If you encounter resistance, include the resistance. Mindfulness is radically inclusive. Nothing's left out. So we include resistance in our practice. Don't resist resistance. Allow it with a tenderness towards yourself. And now, bringing an image or felt sense of yourself to mind. We'll practice the four metta or loving kindness phrases for yourself. And if you have your own particular phrases you like to use, please feel free to do that. Or you can listen to the ones that I'm going to offer. But first, bringing a felt sense or an image of yourself to mind, in your mind's eye. And starting with, may I be safe and protected. Really directing this energy, even if it doesn't feel true, this wish for safety and protection. May I be peaceful and happy. Cultivating this wish of self-care. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. Whatever that might mean to you, may I be healthy and strong. And lastly, may I live with ease. May I live with ease. I like to do this last phrase where I, in my own saying it to myself, I prolong the word ease like this. Ease. Feeling actually the vibration of that word. And if this guidance feels a little too fast for you, feel free to stop the recording and restart when you feel ready. And now moving into some self-reflections. Because we need to start our forgiveness with how we most want to be, what most matters to us about how we live. Keeping your eyes closed or open now, consider these questions. Are you aligned with your deepest aspirations? Have you established values and integrity in your life that are meaningful to you? What are your heart's greatest aspirations? The ways you most want to live? You might reflect on many ways that you have caused your own suffering rather than building your own happiness. It's important to know this is not at all about blame, shame, or guilt, but an honest assessment about where you are not aligned with your highest values and aspirations. For all of us, there's a gap. We consider that gap without any self-judgment. What are the habits of your mind and heart that have caused you suffering? And thinking of this with the groundwork of self-care, self-understanding, and a non-judgmental awareness, we look forward, not in the past. Looking forward, how do you most want to be now? Guided by what we most value. And a few of these for me as I practice this are truth, sincerity, an expansive and caring heart, loving well, patience, safety for self and other, protection, understanding, enlarging my circle of care, knowing the mind, not identifying with the mind, and cultivating greater wisdom and discernment. So, the practice of forgiveness, the formal practice, goes like this. There are forgiveness phrases, and we generally start with persons we may have hurt. The formal practice goes something like this. If I have hurt or harmed you in any way, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for forgiveness, aiming this at somebody we bring to mind. And then the second part, if you have hurt or harmed me in any way, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness, bringing to mind somebody that has hurt us. And the third part in the formal practice is if I have hurt or harmed myself in any way, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. I'd like to introduce another way, though, of going about this. That we actually start with ourselves. And for the purposes of this introduction to forgiveness, that's about as far as we'll go today. So once again, with eyes closed if they aren't already, giving yourself a comfortable position and bringing either a felt sense or an image of yourself to mind. Sometimes when the image, we might be looking into our own eyes, from ourself to ourself. And either with this felt sense or with this image, you might say these words. If I have hurt or harmed myself in any way, knowingly or unintentionally, out of ignorance or old habits of mind, May I forgive myself now? If I have hurt or harmed myself in any way, knowingly or unintentionally, out of ignorance or old habits of mind, may I forgive myself now? And if I can't forgive myself now, may I have the intention to forgive myself? May I have that as an intention to forgive myself? The many ways I have harmed myself, I did so out of ignorance, not knowing and understanding. Many ways I have harmed myself, I did so out of ignorance, not knowing, not understanding. I intend to develop wisdom, kindness, and compassion in my own heart. It's my deepest intention to develop wisdom, kindness, and compassion in my own heart. Again, these may not feel quite doable, but that you have the intention to be kinder to yourself. I forgive myself now for the acts I have done to harm myself. May I forgive myself now for the acts I have done to harm myself. May I forgive myself completely. Again, this is a practice, a cultivation. We do this with patience. And lastly, I know there is nothing I can do to change the past. And I forgive myself. I vow to learn from that experience. I know there is nothing I can do to change the past, and I forgive myself. I vow to learn from that experience. And I'd like to end here now with a poem from John O'Donohue. This one is where it's talking about another person who might have hurt you. And the poem is called, "For Someone Who Did You Wrong." Though its way is to strike in a dumb rhythm, stroke upon stroke, as though the heart were an anvil, the hurt you sent had a mind of its own. Something in you knew exactly how to shape it to hit the target, slipping into the heart through some wound window left open since childhood. While it struck outside, it burrowed inside, made tunnels through every ground of confidence. For days, it would lie still until a thought would start it. Meanwhile, you forgot, went on to things, and never even knew how that perfect shape of hurt still continued to work. Now, a new kindness seems to have entered time, and I can see how that hurt has schooled my heart in a compassion I would otherwise never have learned. Somehow now, I have begun to glimpse the unexpected fruit your dark gift has planted, and I thank you for your unknown work. Thank you for listening. May you be well. May you care for yourself well.